Today, what I want to try to do is present the sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramah. As you saw in the Makoros, a little bit of animal rights in the Ramah, and go through some of the major issues in the Achronim. One fascinating rehabilitation of Rav Shvi Ragon, as you noted. And then to conclude, as I often like to, the way that I like to present the Sugya is to see some of the very fascinating insights that the Aruch HaShulchan has in putting everything together. Okay, so we know that the tour was very influenced by his father in terms of this presentation, which is no surprise, in particular in terms of the issue, or two issues really, which are two sides of the same coin, the Machlokas of the Baalei HaTosfos, about what the range of Kelim Chadashim could be, and maybe it should be reflective of a wider range of possible kelim in light of the socioeconomic disparities that are always part of the human condition. Ki lo yechdal evyon mikarev haaretz. And despite the Trumas HaDeshen's critique of that notion, in support of the Baalei HaTosfos, right? The whole point we think of the Rush was not to say that you'd be compromising mizman lizman. Because after all, the Gemara Nedarim Daf Yates, Ephraim established what? This was the whole raya that the Rush had. It was not that the Ani was getting, handouts, but...
But rather that's just the, the Ani, if it's all he has, then he really has a lot of simple with it.
Right, and it's not compromising the sense of Mizman Lizman. Right, so I personally don't believe that Rav Shvi Ragon, would have, taken the whole... would have taken the bait at all. It doesn't sound that way. He doesn't think that, we should be entering the world of Kelim Chadashim, Chashuvim, Renad, Ashirim, Aniyim, etc. But I didn't think the Trumas HaDeshen, even if you want to step, one step short of that, necessarily was giving the Rush the fairest of hearings. At the same time, and as I like to say, Bechada Machta, for the very same reason, Shas Kinyan becomes the most important Zman, because according to the Rush, anyway, that's when a person would experience the maximal Simchas Halev. I think, personally, that this, too, could be interrogated from a variety of different perspectives, and also subject to the same considerations as the Chafetz itself. In other words, maybe that's true, but as we'll see in some of the Achronim, maybe it's not always true. So, for example, what was the case that the Achronim themselves raised in terms of Shas Kinyan being Koveya? And I'll just try to expand it out in a second to match the modern economy. Who remembers? Somebody besides Ephraim? Yenison? The Achronim. But we haven't seen it yet, but we'll get there today. But, an obvious thing. Well, Shas Kinyan isn't going to be this man Simcha if...
I'm sorry, you're referring to Aruch Shulchan who says that, Abe Kerem and Isha...
Should have given a spoiler alert, Yenison. I don't know what you fellows referred to that as when somebody, goes straight to the... Okay, the Raven and the Aruch HaShulchan, he's trying to steal our thunder here. Okay, but it's not that issue. Otherwise, I would have been very happy for you to mention it. So it's the issue, of course, of the tailor, of the Chayat, right? Right? The Tfira. So let's say Shas Kinyan, you don't have the Simcha because you need to get the Pant alterations. Right? You already know it has to go to the tailor. So you start expanding that outwards. You say, what if it's, the 9 days, or, you're not going to wear it anyway. And, it lends itself to these questions. So, many years ago, when I was learning this parak, it happened to be part of a women's, Gemara program. So the women, pe'echad, I would say, all raised this issue and said, it can't be that Shas Kinyan, is the Ikerzman Simcha. Why? What's particularly true in that demographic? Remember the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kof Tes says that to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, Chayav Adam Sameach, Banav of Nebeso, Berega, which the Rambam's Deraisa, Tosa says that's a Dinder Abanan. So you have to know the styles. So in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, you have different styles. Big Day Pishtan, Big Day Tzivonin. So you guys probably know this from your mothers or your sisters. So what? Why is Shas Kinyan not really, in our economy, necessarily the Zman Simcha? Shimi?
Because they want to wear it outside with all their friends.
Okay, so that could be, right? Showing their friends. And Achanami, very important. Very important Zman Simcha, yeah. Eitan?
They may be saving it for a specific date.
Ah, okay. So that's also a very important consideration, right? Ben Sion?
It depends on shipping take.
Ah? Okay, so let's define Kinyan as maybe, you know, like last week's parsha, you know, v'chi simkru mimkru, excellent here. Yamisacha, ukano miyad amisacha, davar nikne miyad liyad. So let's assume that's when you take possession of it, but it's not zman levisha. We're still preserving the Yerushalmi. What's the trouble even with that? Can't produce talmidim who are amaratzim. Avi?
They might
want to
tamper with the dress.
Well, that might, right? Shema, Vadai. But what's the Noam?
Might go out of style.
Certainly will go out of style. The people who determine what style is, and by the way, I still haven't met them. So the people who make these determinations make sure that everything goes out of style. How do you think they sell new things every year? Right, you know, I've got the same pants that I had since the 90s. People tell me it's out of style. I say it's just coming back. It's going to come back into style. You wait. So they're subject to all kinds of pressure. You have to feel badly. But be that as it may, you guys are total amaratzim. What's the main issue?
I'm proud to say I'm an RRS when it comes to this stuff.
What's that?
I'm proud to say.
I'm saying you, your mother with Rami.
Shimush.
What do you mean?
As in, like they haven't used it yet, just because you bought it
doesn't. No, that's not the. Eitan, take one more stab at this.
They might return it.
Yes, that's the verbashut. Do you know what the return rate is? Right, they need to first the degree of hatala besafek until they're trying it on and being you know miyaitz with you know the brawei pnei hamelach and you know shiva chachamim, you know, about the various you know considerations that have to be taken into account. So zman kinyan, they were, when I taught this, they couldn't believe it. How could anybody say such a thing? So certainly in the current economy, right? You know, the Amazon return label, you know, I spend 4 hours a day printing those things out. So, you know, the whole point is that, you know, you have to weigh this against the way an economy works, and the way that people purchase things. So I think that especially in the world of the, you know, the digital economy, this has to be really very carefully evaluated. You already see that perspective, you know, in the Achronim, once they started to take into account the idea of alterations. So you might have to, you know, again, evaluate to what extent. If, again, this is only true if you believe that it's Simcha, that's Mechayev. If you think that it's the acquisition Gufa, so then is all totally irrelevant, this entire line of thinking. Yeah, Rami.
But, as in when someone buys it, their intention is not, oh, I'm just going to return it. So, presumably, they would have Simcha by the Kinyan, and then after they use it, they're like, oh, I have to return it now.
Amaratus. The intention is not to return it, but it's at least Rami a Safik. And I don't even know if it's a Safik a Shakul. Sometimes they're, you know, it's a long shot, but they have to establish a range of shitos. So you go for three or four, and you know, one of them maybe you think is the front runner, and there's a clear backup, and then there are two dark horses, or you know, as the case may be. So, you know, it depends. Maybe you should be mechalik between you know, each of the four items in that order and say, oh, you know, if it's a front runner, maybe he's Mankini. I don't know. So those are really important considerations. So Yenny said, we're definitely going to come back to your Heyara about the Aruch HaShulchan, because I think it's just completely fascinating what he did with the Ravid, basically. But we're saving that, obviously, best for last. Okay, so the tour was very taken with his father's approach, both in terms of Zman Kinyan, as well as the question of, you know, the Ani and the Shchakim based on the Yerushalmi. Both of these are issues that are originally localized to the Yerushalmi. And he says, what he says against the Balei HaTosos, we know from the Beis Yosef says, you know, hold on one second, the Truma Sadeshan was Machria, like the Balei HaTosos, and we'll see that this issue isn't fully resolved, not even by the point of the Mechaber and the Ramah, and some of the, Heyaros of the Magen Avraham as well. This issue continued to be basically a contested issue through even the Achronim, and then of course we'll build up to Shitas Hagra. Okay, so that's where we are. So let's take a look at the Mechaber. Menachem, if it doesn't require you to reposition yourself and you can read the Mechaber, great. If it does, then it's not worth it. Okay.
Source 14?
Yeah, this is the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay. Bana bayis chadash o kana kelim chadashim, afilu haya lo kayut ba'ilu tchila, o kana rechazer kana mevarecha kopaham shachyanim. Ilav davka chadashim, tifu adin, li yishchanim, imhim chadashim ba'al, shlo haya ilu shlo me'olam,
okay, so who do we see is actually very importantly making it into the Mechaber? In that line over there, who's making a clear appearance? Yenison?
Ravid.
Okay, beautifully done. Okay, Menachem?
Bishasha Kinin Yeshul of Arich, Afa Pisha Dayan Lonish Damish Bahem, Shain Habracha, Ella Ayadeim Haslave, Shahus Sameach the Kinyasan, the Kish Yabishan Mivarech Mabisha Ruben. Kana Kilim, Shamishin Bahem, Hill, Ubenevi Tau, Mivarech Hatova Mativ, Imni Lo Mivana, Mivarech Hatova Mativ. Shehi tova lo v'linotin. Al davar she'enu chashiv kol kach, kigon chiluk al mina alayim banifalos, en levarich alayhem v'imhu ani v'sameach v'hem yivarich.
Okay. Right? So, what do we see here? This last clause? What do you take away from that? In the end of the day? Be somebody besides Yenison, Shimi?
He holds it about Simcha.
Well, that's for sure, right? He's already put that out there explicitly. But in terms of his Achra, right? Eitan?
He's trying to synthesize the Russian and the Balei HaTosos.
Very well said, right? So you definitely get his sense that there's a debate here. That there's a very important debate here. And he tries, Eitan, that was a very subtle observation, very well done. And what he tries is to present the Shita of the Balei HaTosos as the default position, but make an allowance for the Rush, right? And that's his formulation. We're not surprised because going into the Mechaber, you're not going in tabula rasa. What do you have in the back of your mind? Ilan?
And in the Beis Yosef, we basically say
it. Yeah, so he has the Truma Sadeshan in mind. So I think that's a very important thing, but, you know, the Shulchan Aruch, he creates that wiggle space. Okay. So you see that you see the a certain degree of I would use the term right. There's some degree of tentativeness in terms of being machria. But I think Eitan, you said it well. I think you see sort of an establishing of the default position as that of the Bali Atosvos. But, you know, sort of saying, but, you know, we can't disregard the Rosh. And you almost wonder, I've wondered for a long time now, you know, if you would go to Rav Yosef Karo in Tzfat and said, you know, this pauper that wants to ask you a Shaila, you know, what his response would be. And I, you know, I always had the suspicion that, you know, he would say, if you want to say the bracha, Yeshal Milismoch, I'm not necessarily recommending it, but, you know, person wants to say the bracha, we don't have to necessarily get in the way. But that triggered a reaction. That absolutely triggered a reaction. Okay, so Ezra Baron, go ahead. What was the reaction? I mean, you could see this coming. And the Ramah. Yeah.
Ramah?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wasn't able to... Oh, should I read it?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay. Ish omrim da filu ani... Inam of Arif al Hiluk Minalayim, Echadome, the Chain Nogin Mishim Tosos at Shmos Sedesh.
Yeah. So there you go. So, right there, the Ramah says, you know, get off the fence, basically, to the Mechaber. You know. Ad Matai Ata, Poseach al Shteha Siipim. You know, tell me, you know, who you are. You're the Bali Tosos man or the Rosh man? And so he wants to say, that's our minhag, you know, we follow the Bali Atosos, not a great shock that the Rambam wants to pin that down, okay? And a very fascinating extension. And we'll go to the Magen Avraham, then I see Ephraim has a question. So a minhag lomar,
lemisha lobe shpege chadash,
tivala usachadish, right? So that it should, you know, you should wear this to it's worn out, and then you'll get a new one. Okay. Okay, so, you know, I didn't have to include this in Shir, but I thought it was just a fascinating discussion for you guys to keep as a Mar Makom Hulacha. You know, you guys are out there in the field, and you'll have certainly some congregants who are very sensitive to Viracham Aval Kol Ma'asav and animal welfare and Tzar Bali Chaim, you know, which has in many perspectives, Doraisa applications. Anyway, it's a very fascinating discussion about whether, you know, Tevalu Sechadish for Ein Chadash, Tachas HaShamesh, you know, the movement, when I was a kid, there was a big movement not to wear leather goods because, you know, it was leading to, commercialized killing of, animals. So this is a big deal, years and decades ago, I'm sure. Amongst some, so this too is a halachic debate, and the Ramas, you don't get the sense that he's overly sympathetic, to the whales and the others, but he says nonetheless, you know, from a halachic point of view, the minhag might, you know, even if this is the tam and it's a tam, you know, kalosh v'chalosh, in the end of the day. This is, why the practice is and why you guys have not grown up saying Sivalo Sechadish. So very fascinating perspective that the Ramah has here. But it also ties into what we were discussing a little bit yesterday, the Shachianu, the Brismila, right? Tzara de Yanuka, right? The idea of, you know, Tzar, human or animal, is sort of weighing into what's an appropriate statement for a bracha or otherwise. Okay. So let's just get the Magen Avraham into the record here, and then we'll circle back to Ephraim. Mikey, Magen Avraham?
Okay. Kalim Chadashim. Lora itin is harin b'ze. V'efshar disomchin al masha amar hatosfos to prepare dalad disuka b'shem rav shuragon. De'ein mevarchin kevan she'eino ba mizman lizman. Ayin sham.
It says mikol makom ein lahakel. He says I can't believe it. Okay, so this is an amazing thing. So it's amazing. And this is the part, you know, about really learning a sugya and not quitting halfway through. I mean, when you really try lasuke shmaitza liba dehilchasa, you'll see this again and again and again, where the das yachid is chozer v'neir. This is why we have the nature of the halachic system, right? The Das Yachid, even though he's obliterated from the Shulchan Aruch, right? Ein Zecher, not in the Mechaber and not in the Ramah, the total Das Yachid, outlying view in the Sugya, the Magen Avram wants to weigh as legitimate halachic possibility in terms of why it is that he's not seeing everybody, you know, making the bracha in terms of, you know, kelim chadashim. It's an astonishing thing. Maybe we really hold like Rosh Hiragon. Maybe Minag Yisrael reflects that view. I mean, from a legal point of view, this is absolutely, you know, fascinating. This is, you know, very, 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 very important. This is like the Ritva, you know, in Erevin, but like to the extreme. Anybody remember which Ritva I'm referring to?
The one on Elu Velu Dibrelu.
Exactly, Ilan. So you want to just explain what the Ritva thinks that means? Not everybody thinks it means this, but...
That everything could be reasonably extrapolated using the Midrash or Midrash span.
Exactly. Each one reflects, you know, a potential MS, and then Bechol Dor Vaduar, right? It's like Misara Nakasav L'Chachamim, and so the Magen Avraham comes along and says, actually, you know, Rav Shri Gaon reflects, you know, a kind of a truth, and maybe, you know, this is now what we're seeing in terms of the minhag that developed. And even though, you know, had they sat down, you put them in the same room, Rav Shri Gaon, you know, against the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rif and the Ba'al Tosfos, you know, and the Ravid and everybody else, you know, Nimnu V'Gamru, and it would have been batel, you know, many times over, that shita. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham considers it seriously enough to wait and register it. He says, in the end of the day, you know, he couldn't recommend it. He couldn't advise it. I'll tell you why I'm smiling in a second. When my chavrusa worked up, you know, after many hours of struggling and the fear, when he went to Rav Lichtenstein to ask a shaila about reciting Shachianu on a new article of clothing. I'll tell you that in a second. So the shita of Rav Shuragon, he doesn't think is in the end viable, but he weighs it, which I think is pretty remarkable. Mikey, okay, go ahead.
Venerally, Davka Kli Tashtish, Aval Al Sfarim Chadashim, Eino mevarech de mitzvot lav lehanut nitnu. Ein mevarechin rak al mitzvot habaim mizman lizman.
Kmasha Yerushalayim. Kmasha Simon Chav Beis. So again, you know, it's just like there's every line is a gem. So he's now saying this is like this is the parallel opposite of what view? It can't be about that for him. Why?
Because it's not supposed to be something that has hana with
it. Right, mitzvos lav lehenos nisnu. And if you think this is about your hana / your simcha, so then mitzvos should be, you know, mitzvos should really be outside of this. Ah, so what about the fact that, you know, we do say it in all these mitzvos habaos mizman lizman? What will the Magen Avraham tell you about that? You're not really making the bracha on X. You're making the bracha on Y. You're not really, Mikey, go ahead. You're not really...
You're making the bracha on the mitzvah. You're making the bracha on the fact that you reached the zman for the mitzvah.
Exactly. Exactly right. They're totally new shita. Lot to think about. Right? Simcha shal mitzvah, mitzvah shal simcha, or simchas hazman of hazman associated with the mitzvah. But again, mitzvah slav lehenos nisnu. Wow. That's pretty remarkable. So this Magen Avraham, again, first rehabilitates Rosh Hirago and says, okay, but I'm not willing to go that far. Second of all, he says, yeah, it's not really affiliated with mitzvos. It's really affiliated with Zman. So, Ilan, you're absolutely right to refer to Tosos. Okay? And Mikey, let's just finish it off. Amazing. Passage here.
V'chinnogin, v'advaz katav, sh'atosos airi ba'ashir. Aval ba'ani mevarech va'asher gadol shekana kelim chashuvim she'ain samach behem ve'ain nechshavim lo yivarech.
So we have to give ourselves a little bit of a yasher koach, not too much. Al tachzik tova latzmecha ki lekach lo tzarta, but you know we did anticipate this shita, right? Said, wait a second. You know, once you go down the path that the rush wants to take you down. So it's a massive expansion of the scope in terms of the ani, you know, who is sameach with his fruit of the loom, and don't sneeze at it. But at the same time, right, the ashir with his, what would you guys write? Bespoke? Right? If it's not really, you know, misameach hasalev, right, you have to wonder about it. Okay? So that's, now the Magen Avraham is saying that beferosh. Right, so this is the other side of the coin of subjectivity. It's not necessarily a kula. It could be in many ways a chumra in terms of, you know, you can't make a bracha even if you're on your kelim chashuvim, what they called, you know, the Lamborghini issue the other day. Okay, so that's very important. So the Magen Avraham, I think we could all agree, has three massive contributions to the sugya. Again, a halachic revisitation of Rav Shri Ragon, that in the end he can't, you know, affirm lehalacha, but fascinating perspective. The issue of mitzvos lav lehenos nisnu, and forcing us to redefine the shachianu in the context of even a mitzvah shel simcha, like Tosus and Sukkah, to say, no, it can't be about the mitzvah, it's really on the zman. And then the rush towards its logical extension, namely the Ashir with the Kli Chashuv She'eno Mivarech. Okay, so that's what we have so far. Ephraim, sorry to keep you waiting. Just wanted to make sure that we at least got through that amount today. Yenison, Yehuda, we'll get everybody onto the record.
I'm wondering why you said that the seems like inflected. It seems to me he's you know, straight quoting the Rosh.
The language, and this is what I thought Eitan was picking up on, the language is not so much like the Rosh, right? Because the Rosh says, right, Lav Davka, and he quotes the Yerushalmi, right? And so if I were really going just like the Rosh, I would have presented things in a different manner. I would have said, you know, and this bracha applies on b'makom simcha salev. It's not really on kelim chashuvim in any sense, and it just depends on who a person is. But this is a very subtle reading. I think most people would say what you said, Ephraim. But I go ahead. Go ahead.
The rush a little differently than you guys. But why would the rush was that he doesn't have the word. The reason the Rabbat is Kedosh to the Kedosh is because it's what the rush says. Right? It seems that the rush says there's two levels. Either Simcha because of Egan is a Chashuv, or Simcha even if it isn't Chashuv because by you it's Chashuv. Right? So this is exactly what the rush should be saying, Ali, but that the way that, at least I thought what the rush meant.
Once he starts saying "V'yiroi li hakol mashu hakol lefi," excuse me, mashu adam. To yesh ani shesameach bechalak yoser me'asher bekelim chashuvim, etc., etc., etc. The Gemara Nedarim lefi shaya chashuv alav kimeil la'asher. So if I were restating that for purposes of halacha, if I was a Shulchan Aruch, right, so I might have just said, you know, and if you want to know which kelim, you know, that a person is mevarich on, so I would have just said, you know, it's all taloi besimchas halev, right? So I think that the way that he presents it almost gives the Balei Tosfos like a default position, and then says, but v'imuani v'sameach b'am yivarech. If you want to say, you know, it's too too subtle a diuk, I hear it. I read it the way Eitan did, but I can't, you know, can't absolutely prove it. I think it did trigger the reaction either way of the Ramah, which, you know, we'll both agree about, no matter how we understand the Mechaber, because especially if you understand them to be saying straight the Rosh, then, you know, for sure the Ramah felt like he needed to respond. I think there's a dagesh there, but I hear you. Yenison and then Yehuda.
Rabbi, what exactly is the mitzvah that the Magen Avraham is referring to when he says that Mitzvah Lovely Hamas that known by Sfarim?
Talmud Torah.
Because wouldn't being Kohen Sfarim be a Hechsher mitzvah for Talmud Torah?
Well, you know, the Rosh has this famous view that it's, you know, Bizman Hazah, the Kiyam Daraisa of the mitzvah of Sivay Sefer. Yeah, who said that? No, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably not true, though, right? That Rosh?
Yeah. I don't know.
Does it sound that way from the Psukim? I don't know.
I thought
the Rambam had the better approach to that. That you might say that about the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, but not so much about the Sefer Torah of Klal Yisrael, right? Of the regular Ishmi Yisrael, right? Because it's only when it comes to the Melech, do you say V'haisa Imo V'karavo Kol Yimei Chayav, right? It sounds like it's a very different, it's not just quantitatively different that you add the second Sefer Torah, but qualitatively different as well. So anyway, I think that what he's referring to here is Talmud Torah. I don't think this is, you know, like some kind of very subtle reference to that Rush. I think he would have to say that. You'll pardon the pun, but I think if it was about the Rush, you would say Ikar Chaser Mina Sefer. Yehuda.
For the Magen Avraham and his revitalization of Rosh Gaon, the only reason that the day is significant is because of the mitzvah. So if it's just making it to the news man, shouldn't you have to say Shechianu every single day?
Well, that's a good question. And I guess it gets into the nature of Kiddushas Hazman itself. But while not dismissing what you just articulated, I think you have to be open to a different point of view. The mitzvah, right, is an outgrowth of the Kiddushas Hazman. So I would agree with, if I took your statement, I would say, I definitely agree with you in terms of Yadalad Nisan. Like, I would tell you that in terms of every other day, Tesvav Nisan, Vav Sivan, Tesvav Tishrei, Yud Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei, that there's a Kedusha Sayom, and that's Mechayev Karban, Karban Musaf. I would agree with you, what you just said. Yud Yom Yudal Nisan, there's a mitzvah, Dehainu Karban Pesach, that carries along with it, right, an Isser Malacha, it kind of defines the day. It's, you know, Chag HaPasach. So I would actually say that the mitzvah is more the outgrowth of the Zman. I wouldn't say the only reason the Zman is important is because of the mitzvah. But I hear what you're saying. Okay, who's next? Okay, so let's get some of the Hayaros of the Chavetz Chaim, who obviously is going to deal, as he always does, with some of the issues raised by the Magen Avraham, and give us good and broad general knowledge here. Okay, so the Chavetz Chaim writes. Okay, who is going to read? Okay, David?
All right, one sec. Okay. Ve al kain kahal shabanu al kanu beit hakneset yamod shtachtiv v'divar b'kol rama tov ha-meitiv lahotzi et kulam.
Yeah. So we haven't seen that yet. And this caused some degree of consternation. But he thinks, right, Tov HaMeitiv as opposed to Shachiyanu, Aliba the Bavli, because there's, you know, everybody's involved. By definition, it's a makom for the tzibur. So that's all fine and good. So he's saying that the logical outgrowth would be that, you know, Logara, the Beis HaKnesses, from the Bayis Chadash. It's an interesting thing. He's saying you just have to make the necessary adjustment to Atov HaMeitiv from the Shachiyanu. Machrach? Eitan?
I think it's possible that it could be, maybe you should say Shachiyanu instead of Atov HaMeitiv, because if we're saying that the family is one unit for a house, and so therefore you say Shachiyanu, then maybe you could say that the call is one unit for a Beis HaKnesses, and so therefore they should say Shachiyanu there too.
Ah, that was Gufa the Svara that the Haredi camps used to the governor. They wanted to open up in New York.
Wait, what?
That's what they said. We just have to redefine what a bias is. It's very lumdish. You didn't read the letter? Baruch Shekivanta. Baruch Shekivanta. So it's cool for what you just said. They said you have to redefine what's a bias. Said our camps are basically just an expanded bias. So they should be, you know, under the laws of social distancing in New York, treated as one extended bias. Right? There's no rule that, let's say, a person would have 40 children, you know, Tziva, you know, in that ballpark. Distance. So I say, you know, we're a part of the same bias. And Achanami. Okay, so that's a very possible Svara. Okay, and so you say, I don't challenge the application of the Bracha, but I challenge the, you know, shifting over to Atov HaMeitiv. Shachiyanu, okay? When you said that, I was convinced you had seen the letter. It's very good. You should take a look. You just Google it. Like, you know, I don't know what they call themselves. The Agudas, you know, Hamachanos, you know, Hakdoshos B'Yisrael, or something like that. Okay. Akiva?
Just to respond to Eitan Svar, you might say, yeah, when they're building the bias, but eventually building a shul will help visitors also. So you could extend it to the realm of Hatov HaMeitiv, even if it's not just at that time, even if you want to argue that the shul is considered one bias. So having a shul in a community helps everyone, not just the kahal that davens there.
Anybody want to bring a raya to what Akiva is saying? It's a raya muchrachas from the Gemara in Megillah. What does the Gemara say? Right there, the Gemara is trying to figure out what you're allowed to sell, right? B'nei Hoyer, Rechova Shalir, the Aron, the Teva, the Sefer Torah, Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash, Rav Papi, Rav Papa. So selling the Beis HaKnesses may not be possible if it's a Beis HaKnesses that's a Beis HaKnesses shel krach. Because even from the moment of construction, it was done al das rabim. Not just the citizens, but people are going to be flying through using godavin.com, right? So they should have a vote also, right? They're very important. Okay. But more fundamentally, does anybody want to take the challenge here? Maybe look at things a little bit differently with respect to the question of the bracha is bana bayis chadash, and saying, okay, well, you know, Beis HaKnesses is logara, So, well, you know, does anybody want to take up that challenge? Noam Barinholtz.
Maybe the Knesset is, like, less than a house. Well, like, there's multiple issues. For one, you don't live in a big Knesset.
Okay.
Second, there's no personal benefit. I think even with a Tovah Amitiv, in most cases, you would say it when there's benefit to you and your family, and there's benefit to you and one other person. If you build something for an entire community, you can't say, like, this one person is happy about this. To say the entire community has benefited, but, like, I don't know, which guy's going to be saying the bracha even?
Right.
Like, which...
They said the Shliach Tzibur, right? You daven at a young Israel. I think it's like in the, isn't it like in the national young Israel constitution that they can't have a cantor?
I have no idea.
I thought, look at the constitution. I think that was like, you know, it's one of their founding principles.
Okay.
Escape from Chazanas, you know? So you're right. I think that you're circling around this issue of if it's really all Simchas Halev, so we're not saying that a Beis HaKnesses is less important than a bias, right? Obviously, you know, Sefer Bamidbar, we all have that Hakdama of the Ramban ringing in our ears, quoting from the Medrash, Paltarin Shel Melech Sheyesh Alav Shomrim, right? You know, we've got the CSS guys, they've got that logo on their the back of their jackets there in our shul. So, you know, Shomrei Paltarin Shel Melech. So we're not saying it's less important, but it is in a certain sense less personal. And if the question is not importance, but Simchas Halev, especially if you want to throw in, Ilan?
Mitzvos Lav
Le'onos. Le'magen Avraham. So one can debate this, right? You imagine people are getting very upset. They'll say, you know, but you think, Rabbi, you think a house is more important than a shul? And you say, no, that's not what I said. You say it's more important, but it's a question of the nature of the bracha. You know, usually people aren't listening that much. Just go back and say, Rabbi says shul is less important than a house. It's bad press, but it might be good lamdus. So Noam, I hear you. Okay? So this could be actually a Magen Avraham versus the Mishnah Berurah type issue, right? You can hear where the Mishnah Berurah is coming from. And maybe the Shliach Tzibur is like the personal manifestation of the Tzibur. You know, that's why he's the one who's doing it. Maybe it's the rabbi. Maybe it's the shul president. Maybe it depends on the community. You know, who's got the real clout. You know, could be the head of the men's club, you know, depending. For sure in Scranton it would be the head, you know, head of the men's club. You know, it's a dictatorship out there. That it, no term limits. He's been telling various individuals that they're not going to get their piece of potato kugel, you know, if they cross him. That's it. You know, they'll be stuck over there with the Ritz. The crackers. Okay, so... it all depends, but I think Noam, you've pointed to at least some of the issues in Lamdas. Okay, Ephraim, you want to defend the Chavetz Chaim, or you want to go with the Magen Avraham here?
I was going to agree with Noam, and I was going to say that it seems there's two very different tracks you could take to Avi Shachianu. Either Chesav Toelas, if you're in the Chesav track, then it's about Toelas slash Simcha, and if you're in the Mitzvah track, then it's a mitzvah, simcha, and mizman lizman, right? So it seems like here, like, it doesn't really fit into either category.
Okay. I hear it. Okay. So no, I'm basically adumbrated the issues. Okay. So let's just make sure, I want to make sure at least to get through the rest of the positions of the Chavetz Chaim. I'm sorry that I didn't get to the Aruch HaShulchan today, but we'll just do a little bit of Tashlumin tomorrow. Okay. Now, the Knias Svarim issue is Choser V'Neir. Okay.
V'kniyat shvarim yishteyot ben ha'achronim im yivarech aleh mishum de mitzvot lav le'anot nitznu.
We don't do enough of this. I always have pangs of guilt. This is the Chayi Adam. I never learn enough Chayi Adam with you guys. Chayi Adam is a critical safer. Chayi Adam, So Kedarko Bakodesh, what does the Chayei Adam say? He says, it all depends, right? This is sort of like what the, this is Gufa, the rush on the halachic SATs. So this prep question, the rush is to the Bali Atosos, so the Chayei Adam is to the Magen Avram. And says, it really depends. You know, you can't have a one size fits all. You guys don't understand this because of Sefaria and Bar Ilan and Hebrew books and Otzar HaChachma. But, you know, back in the good old days, you know, to be able to find that krach of Mishnah Brura, you know, that had been, you know, missing for, you know, 7 months, and it was misplaced, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody finds it, and it's stuck under, the life and times of, you know, in the back of the Beis Medrash, the life and times of the Achronim or whatever it was, and there's the krach. So that's a simcha, because you were deprived of this, or you were looking, it's out of print. You know, the stories they tell about Chacham Uvadya, when he would get his hands on a rare edition sefer, you know, read it, commit it to memory, upload it, you know, into the file. He would have physical reactions. He would kiss the sefer. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't happen to know off the top of my head, but I wouldn't be surprised if he held like this Chayei Adam, said, yeah, this for me is a bracha of Shachianu. So you see here again, all the lamdas, you know, you can apply it to all of the different nafkamina, but this would be another nafkamina and say, wait a second, it depends. You know, what, you know, Sfarim you're talking about, and maybe the Simchas, the Hana'a is so overwhelming, you know, and it's, again, we can neutralize the Mitzvah Slav Lehenos and Isnu, because it's not so much the Talmud Torah, but it's that the prospect of that, which, in a certain sense, allows you to make the Shachianu.
Right,
this is the sad reality of human nature, right? What's the Chavetz Chaim reminding us?
It's not the same after the first time.
Yeah, this is always the case in life. Yesterday's passion and excitement always dwindles. Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayom. That's part of the avoda, but there is a halachic recognition of the human nature in this regard, right? Right. And it, by the way, it applies not just to brachos of simcha, but to brachos of hodah. There's a big question that was being debated in terms of the people who recovered from the virus. You know, I mentioned this to some of you guys. I think maybe we were in Bikias. We were talking about the Birchas HaGomel issue, is it immediate? Do you have 30 days, like many of the poskim say? So I saw Rav Willig recently paskin l'kula. He said he thought that even after that, if a person, you know, now wants to make their, you know, HaGomel, that they can do that. Which is actually very big nafkamina halacha l'maisa, in terms of when people feel ready, etc. Normally the halacha would reflect the idea that the intensity of the simcha dissipates, that's a nafkamina for shachianu, and the intensity of the hodah dissipates, and that's a nafkamina for hagomel. Okay? So now the issue that we spent time anticipating, so we'll just go through it more quickly here. Bishas Kenyan. So then, yeah.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Vidavka and Kana Begit Sharoy Lilov Show, Tekaf, Aval Im Kana Shum Davar Shaina Roy Lilov Show, Lish Damish Bo, Kamosha Hurak, Shatsarak Li Tain Luman, Lutakin, Loyavarich Shechianu, Ansha Shil Basha Begit, Oli Shtamish, Behakli.
Right, so you can't say it's a straight line from the Mishnah Brura to my Hayara about the way the modern economy works, and especially in certain demographics of people where there's almost an assumption that 50% or more of the things are going to be returned, because the Mishnah Berurah does say that maybe it's only if you have to tinker with the chafza that you don't make the shachianu right away. But you can see, even if it's not a straight line, right, it might be a diagonal line. Right? Say, if you're really trying to figure out what the Iker Zman Simcha is, so, and people don't experience that b'shas kinyan, so therefore, he had no senes, and you wouldn't make the bracha. Okay, just one last line here, very important line, because this was, whether you read like Ephraim, which is totally legitimate, or you read like Eitan and I, and the question of the Mechaber versus the Ramah, and Tosfos versus the Rosh. So we saw, okay, that the issue was not put to rest, and was debated all the way through. So he says v'cheino again. The Rama says, we go with Tosos, we go with the Truma Sadeshen. No great surprise there. So he says, Ein Magin Avraham Ubira Hagra. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah does not, as he very often does, says Mar Makom Mani Lecha, and he's going to punt on the issue. The Gra was not of that style in general, as you all well know. So the Gaon says, no, we don't paskin like Tosfos, we paskin like the Rosh, and he doesn't particularly bothered, to take on the Ramah as he does, hundreds and thousands of times, and many of the Rishonim as well. He thinks Me'ikar Hadin, it's a bracha and simcha, and if that's true, so, the Ani Simcha is going to be mechayev him, and the Ashir's apathy, just like the Radvaz said, is going to, remove this obligation. Okay, so I was hoping to get to the Aruch HaShulchan, we didn't get there. We'll start up with the Aruch HaShulchan tomorrow, but I think, just one really important point